Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don Lemon's full of...
But why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as
okay.
well.
Don Lemon brought to you by Uber. Need a little extra money? Driving with Uber lets you enjoy the flexibility of working when you want and earning extra money on your schedule. Sign up today at drivewithuber.com. From parts unknown.
Well, he knows the parts, all right.
Don't
say it.
My.
Jay.
Don Lemon.
See the PGJ, okay? Good morning.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good morning.
Hey, I hope you guys, I don't know if you've read Charles Blow's latest editorial in the New York Times. If you have not, I would suggest you do. It is critical that you read it. It's entitled The Ghost of Old Sex Scandal. Blow, who is a CNN contributor and a frequent guest on my show on CNN, lays out in layman's terms exactly what is going on in this election cycle when it comes to the former president, Bill Clinton, other politicians, and their sins of the past, maybe even the present. Maybe even the present. You know how that is. Blow so eloquently surmises what I have been discussing on and off my show for months now, that it appears that we're going back in time to a not-so-distant past and reigniting what has been discussed ad nauseum in the news. I don't know if you guys remember talking about it. At the water cooler, on this show, at the kitchen table, even in congressional hearings, Bill Clinton's sex life, that's what I'm talking about. More specifically, his extramarital affairs, one of which he was impeached for. If you don't believe me, I want you to go to Google or go to any other search engine and type in the word, I did not H. All you have to do is that, and before you can finish the word have, the engine will automatically fill the rest in. Have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky, as in Monica Lewinsky. Play it.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Well, he did. And we know he lied and he got impeached for it. And as Blow points out, there's absolutely no excuse for the former president's behavior, but the hypocrisy that is it is astounding surrounding those who are eager to dredge it up. Not that it's not fair game. Everything in politics, especially in politics, is fair game. But isn't what's good for the goose good for the gander? Blow reminds us that several people, many of whom are Republican leaders, who railed against Bill Clinton, now and then admitted to having extramarital affairs, sexual relations as well, relationships outside of their marriages. You may say, and rightfully so, that they are not running for president, and you'd be right, but neither is Bill Clinton. His wife is. And if Hillary Clinton is or was, as her Republican rival has claimed, an enabler, it's not really for me to decide. I can't decide that whether she was an enabler or not. I'll let the American public decide that. But one must ask oneself. Here's what I want you to ask yourself. If Hillary Clinton was an, quote, or unquote, enabler, shouldn't you be asking the same of Newt Gingrich's wife? Or asking the same thing of Henry Hyde's wife? Or Dan Burton's wife? Or David Vitter's wife? Or Donald Trump's wife? Or any other wife whose husband has been cheated on her? I am just asking the question.
And okay,
Dennis Hastert?
And the question,
Pastor's wife.
Yeah.
And the question still remains, what's that got to do with running the country?
Well, that's the thing. She was an enabler for women. I think the thing is, he's saying that women shouldn't vote for her because she doesn't look out for women. But what woman, I'm going to say this, is going to say nice things about another woman who is cheated with her husband? I don't know. I mean, would you, Sybil, say nice things about someone who cheated with your partner?
No.
No. Remember, I'm not condoning the
so
behavior.
So would women voters feel better if she just came out and called Monica Lewinsky and told exactly how she feels? And would women voters feel better about voting for Hillary if she?
I think we have to ask the women that because, you know, you just never know what situation women
are in. Instead
of
standing by your man, just come out and say, my man ain't And he's a...
So what good would that do except ruin their marriage and perhaps ruin her political career?
It's for them to deal with.
Yeah, that's
right.
Their business at this point.
That's their business.
And it's 20 years later.
Yeah, more.
Yeah. I don't know what people's agreements they have in their relationships. So whatever they have in their relationship that works for them. Maybe for some people, they would not allow that to happen. But I'm not going to go and ask every woman who's been cheated on if they're an enabler.
Should we ask Ivana Trump, you know, what she thought when Donald had her and her family at one house in Colorado and had Marla Maples at another house in Colorado, and he was be able to go back and forth? Should we ask them that?
Well if you can afford that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Boys.
You can buy lift tickets on a ski trip for two women, Zip. I mean, hey.
And two different outfits, you know.
And outfits and ski sips.
And you can go between your wife and your...
Yeah, if you can do that. If you can afford that.
Come on. Hey, now, you're just being petty.
You can do it before Little Blue Pills, too.
Yeah, right? You're right. You're right, player. Sybil, you're getting petty on this one. Yeah. So the man had two wives.
So you support Donald Trump, then?
No, I don't support him.
Are you saying that it's okay for him to do that?
If you can do that.
Well,
if you can do that. Everybody can't do that.
So is that why you would support Donald Trump?
No. I'm not going to bring that against him. That's all
I'm saying. He's just saying he understands.
Gotcha. Thanks, Don.